The concept of the believer as a traveler, al-sayhoon, in Islam is beautifully encapsulated in the Quranic verse 9:112. This idea transcends the mere physical act of traveling and delves deeply into the spiritual journey that a believer embarks upon throughout their life. In the Quranic context, traveling is not limited to moving from one geographical location to another. It is fundamentally about the quest for spiritual enlightenment and growth through tawassum, or the ability to derive profound spiritual lessons from everyday material experiences. Tawassum can be described as deep thinking and reflection. Tawassum is a Quranic term that signifies the elicitation of spiritual lessons from material phenomena. It represents a contemplative approach to life where every encounter and experience holds the potential for spiritual growth and enlightenment. Tawassum, 15:75, is a Quranic term that signifies the elicitation of spiritual lessons from material phenomena. It represents a contemplative approach to life where every encounter and experience holds the potential for spiritual growth and enlightenment. For a true believer, this process is continuous and pervasive, making their entire life a tapestry of divine learning and reflection. A believer's mind is in a perpetual state of contemplation, ever receptive to the spiritual dimensions of worldly experiences. Whether at home or while traveling, a believer's soul remains attuned to the divine presence in all aspects of life. This contemplative state transforms ordinary experiences into acts of worship, ibadat, enriching the believer's spiritual journey. A believer's mind functions as a spiritual industry, constantly processing and transforming mundane observations into spiritual insights. This alchemy of the soul, where material inputs yield spiritual outputs, is the essence of tawassum. Through this process, the believer's travels become a continuous act of worship, deepening their connection with the divine. The spiritual journey of a believer can be expressed in a simple yet profound formula: sayahat, traveling, plus tawassum, learning lessons, equals murfa, realization of God. Traveling represents the physical aspect of traveling, while learning lessons involves the spiritual reflection that accompanies the journey. Together, these lead to murfa, the realization and recognition of God's presence and majesty. Traveling offers unique opportunities for spiritual growth that are not always available in the confines of daily life. When a believer travels, they encounter new environments, cultures, and experiences that broaden their perspective and enhance their spiritual understanding. This dynamic process allows for a more rapid and diverse development of the believer's personality and spirituality. Consider the simple act of purchasing a return ticket for a journey. This ticket symbolizes the assurance of returning home. Reflecting upon this, a believer can draw parallels to the journey of life and death. Death is the ultimate journey with no return ticket, leading to the hereafter. This reflection is a profound example of tawassum, where a mundane object like a ticket becomes a reminder of the eternal truths of existence and the afterlife. For the believer, traveling is more than a physical activity, it is a means to expand the horizons of their spirituality. While at home, a believer's growth may be steady, but limited by the familiarity of their surroundings. In contrast, traveling exposes the believer to a myriad of new experiences, each offering fresh insights and lessons. This expanded exposure accelerates spiritual growth, adding new dimensions to the believer's understanding and appreciation of the divine. The Quranic call for believers to be travelers is an invitation to embark on a lifelong journey of spiritual discovery and growth. By integrating tawassum into their travels, believers transform every journey into an act of worship and a step closer to murfa. This approach to traveling ensures that believers remain spiritually vigilant, continuously learning, and ever closer to God, regardless of where their physical journeys take them. The believer, therefore, must always be a traveler, both in the physical and spiritual sense, ever seeking the signs of God in the vast, wondrous expanse of His creation.